Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday's edition of Shooting Lights Out, right here from the Playmakers Bar Sports Network YouTube channel. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Appreciate y'all. Don't know how much I feel when y'all watching. Y'all give me feedback, but if you disagree or agree with my opinion, doesn't matter, but I enjoyed the conversation, the back and forth. I enjoy all that. But welcome to Friday's edition, July 12th. 2024. Let's get you ready. We got a lot to get into. We're going to recap the week that was in the WNBA, and some interesting things took place during somebody's current streak that's still going on. You know, we're going to talk about USA basketball. They had a game Wednesday. I told y'all I was going to recap it today, which I'm going to do. And we're going to talk some USA news in that segment as well. Those of you who are new to the program, I am the Playmaker Donnell Salinas here, the head man of the Playmakers Blog Network. If y'all watching, please hit that subscribe button, that notification bell, to get every single video that we upload to the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel. So you can hear what we have to say. You can comment how you feel, what you think, what your thoughts is, and all that good stuff. But without further ado, let's jump right into it. And I got a quick, and I do mean quick, around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, Team USA call on Kawhi Leonard, Derek White, Grant Hill says. So Kawhi Leonard is no longer part of Team USA, and Derek White has took his place. But I would dive deep more into that when I talk USA basketball and after I recap their game against Canada. But put a pin in that one. And later on down the show, we'll dive right back into it and give you some details on why this happened. All right, moving on. The NBA agrees to terms on a $76 billion, not million, billion with a B, media rights deal. With that being said, with this media rights deal, the lead broadcast will continue to be ESPN/ABC of Disney. NBC is back in the mix. They will be showing some games along with Amazon Prime Video. But TNT is not out of the question just yet, okay? For those of you who are like, oh, this is the end of TNT, this is the end of Inside. Not yet. Not yet. So when the NBA sends the final contracts to TNT, that'll have 5 days to match the offer, okay? So TNT's not out of it yet, okay? Don't have your quote-unquote funeral of NBA on TNT just yet. They still have an opportunity to match the offer and get themselves still covering the NBA. But for right now, the major players are at Disney with ESPN and ABC. NBC is back, and you have Amazon Prime Video. We'll see what TNT does in the next coming days, whenever the NBA decides to send the contract over there to them. But they will have 5 days to make a decision. All right? So hold your horses. They're not out of the woodworks yet. All right? Ja Morant cleared for full contact, Grizzlies coach says. So it's been, I think, 6 months since Ja Morant's labrum tear surgery to repair a labrum in his shoulder. After those 6 months, he has now got full clearance for contact. That was Coach Taylor Jenkins has reported on the 10th. That means Ja Morant's a full go whenever they start to do training camp and get ready for the upcoming season. That will be in October. So, Ja, whatever you got to do. One, make sure you're healthy. Two, make sure you're not in trouble. so we can see you where we're supposed to see you, which is on the basketball court for the NBA, FedEx Farm in Memphis, Tennessee. But good that you are fully healthy and that you are ready to get back on the court and handle your business, especially with the fact that you have Zach Edey as your teammate now. And what he has been doing in some leagues has been pretty cool, all right? And then finally, Shaquille Bey agrees to a three-year $20 million deal with the Washington Wizards. Nice pickup for the Wizards. I mean, looking what the Washington Wizards have done, I don't see anything that knocks my socks off, so to speak, to make me think they'll be a contender in any form or fashion for a playoffs or even a play-in. But it's nice that Bay still has an opportunity to play in the NBA. 3 years, $20 million, not bad and whatnot. But, hey, good deal for you. Got to report the news that is being reported. Got to make sure the people know what's going on. And that's that. And like I said, that would do it for Rondo Hardwood. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our first commercial break here. And then when we come back, WNBA Week Review. We'll be back.
I love you, morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Yeah! Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central, on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze God.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As he takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out here on this lovely Friday, July 12th. And quick thing I need to do. We are sponsored by Fanatics, Paramount Plus, and Lids. Fritz Lights everything with Fanatics, you know. Get your gear ready for the Olympics, which is coming up pretty quickly. I believe we're probably, today is the, 12th, so we'll be talking 2 weeks from now. I think the 26th is the beginning of it. So, yeah, about 2 weeks from now, maybe the Paris Olympics will begin. So, get your gear from Fanatics, the official license, everything. But also, we got the MLB All-Star coming up after this weekend. The 15th and 16th Monday will be the Home Run Derby. Tuesday is the actual MLB All-Star game. So, if you want to get your All-Star hats or beanies, whatever the case may be, you can get it at Lids, you know, or your favorite team hat, your favorite team apparel with Lids as well. And then you have Paramount Plus, where you can catch WNBA games this weekend, which I will be showing you with Paramount Plus. You can also catch some golfing, some soccer, or football to some of those out there. And then when the NFL season comes back, the NFL on CBS, you can get it all with Paramount Plus. If you click our link below, you'll get a free trial, a 1 week free trial at that. Test it out, see if you like it or not. And then plans start as low as $5.99. But if you can get Paramount Plus or Showtime, it goes up to $11.99 a month. And it's not a bad investment. It's a very good investment, if I do say so myself, because I have and I'll enjoy it. So just want to give you all that real quickly now that I got that out the way, giving y'all our sponsors and good deals for you. Let's talk WNBA. The week of the WNBA. All right. Pretty interesting short week because no games Monday. So we start on Tuesday. We had one game Tuesday. The Minnesota Lynx played a visit to the sunny LA, California, take on the Los Angeles Sparks. And as you would think, even though the Lynx are without their best player, they still handle business 82-67 over the LA Sparks. Even though they do not have a Fisher Kai, we still don't know the status going forward with a Fisher Kai. They're still evaluating her. And like I said, we're like two weeks away from the Olympics. So we're trying to figure out if we're going to have the Fisher Kai for Team USA going down to Paris. All right. But nevertheless, you know, Bridget Carlton led the way with 16 points. You had Jazu, who's filling in for the Fisher Kai, giving you 15 off the, giving you 15. You got 11 for McBride. He handled your business well, even though the Ricky Hanby with 18-8. It's been a struggle for the LA Sparks since Cameron Brink's been out, only 5-17 on the year, even though they was not doing a lot of winning with Cameron Brink on the team. But starting to see a lot more blowouts when it comes to LA Sparks than I normally do. And I don't know what Kurt Miller going to do. I just don't know what Kurt Miller going to do. Rikita Jackson, one of my favorite rookies to be watching. She's in an up-and-down slump. Some games she can drop 20, and another game she'll give you, like, what happened on Tuesday, only 6 points. You know, it's a rough going from the rookie from Tennessee and Rikita Jackson. But, hey, sure, Ricky, things happen and whatnot. That was Tuesday. Let's go to Wednesday, a.k.a. Camp Day. Because all these games went from 11 a.m. and ended before 5 o'clock, okay? And it's a day where we do it for the kids, you know? We want the kids to come out, see their favorite teams, their favorite players in the WNBA while they're in summer camp. Enjoy a great day of games. A very cheap tickets day, so to speak. I get it. I mean, you have your top two teams playing at 11 o'clock. I mean, if you want TV viewership, I mean, maybe switch the order. How about that? Maybe switch the order, okay? Obviously, you ain't going to put the Storm and the Mercury in the 11 a.m. slot because they're out on the West Coast, so you don't want to do that. Maybe put Chicago Skyline and Dream at 11. Put the Indiana Fever misses at 12 like you did. put, you know, the New York Liberty and the Kinetic Sun maybe at 4, 5, okay? Just saying. But hey, you did it for the kids, no problem. Nevertheless, New York Liberty, Kinetic Sun battle for top spot in the WNBA. Atlanta Dream was at the Chicago Sky. The Washington Mystics was at the Indiana Fever. The defending champ Aces were at Seattle. And then the Phoenix Mercury hosted the Wings. And I must say, I am happy for the second time in a row. We have went to Connecticut, and we have defeated the Connecticut Sun. Good job, New York Liberty. Back and forth game, as you expect. We're talking about the top two teams in the WNBA right now. Both came in the record of 17-4. Somebody was going to get their 18th win. I'm happy it was the Liberty. And my stars showed up. Breonna Stewart, 18 points, 14 rebounds. Sabrina Ionescu with 21 points. She had 5 assists. Fire boy. She had a key block at down at the end of the game. Stewie had a key block down at the end of the game. So my ladies, my star ladies, showed up on both sides of the basketball court. Defensively and offensively. That's what I am talking about. When Sabrina Ionescu and Breonna Stewart are on the same page at the same time, good luck beating us. Now, I do would like to see JJ to get more involved in offense, but I'm not going to complain. We want to get some of the best teams in the WNBA. We got the on the road in Connecticut, by the way, which means we have swept the road series against Connecticut. I think they have that. The other two games will be in New York, but we took both games in Connecticut, which is lovely. Very, very lovely. DeWanna Bowman gave you 21-9, even though she shot 6-for-16 from the field. Alicia Thomas, Alicia Thomas, 3 points. Man, not a good day at the office. She did get you 9 rebounds and 8 assists. Not a good showing. Breonna Jones, 17 points with 8 boys. Can't be mad at that. I'm just happy my girl showed up, my star showed up, and Sabrina Ionescu and Breonna Stewart to make sure we got this dub, okay? Because we had a back-to-back, too. We played last night as well. So I'll get to that in a minute. That was game 1. Game 2 of Camp Day. Chicago Sky and Angel Reese hosting the Atlanta Dream. And we got some interesting things going on here. Angel Reese got her 14th consecutive double-double. Some people didn't like the way she got the double-double because, if we be completely honest, up 7, you were a point away from having a double-double. You had 13-9. You got the ball inside the post. You got 5. And you went to the line, you knocked both your free throws down. That's how you came up with 11 and 13 for a 78-69 win. Instead of you winning by 9, people feel like you should have won by 7. But, hey, some people feel like that hurts your Wiki of the Year status because it's like you're fat padding when you're already winning. She got 14 straight double-doubles. Like, she extends the record, which means you still have to recognize that in the book. No matter how it is done, it is written in the record book. It is 14 straight double doubles. It's not going to say how she did it. It's not going to say when she stat pad. It's not going to say when she did this on this day, when she did that. It's going to say 14 straight double doubles, and they're going to show you the games where she had the double doubles in that streak. It's not going to say how she got those double doubles. It's not going to say when. What happened into them in the double double? It is going to show 14 straight double doubles, and it is going to list the game she got a double double all consecutively. But you do see Carmela Cardoza, she had 10 and 11 as well, so she had a double double. Kendi Carter with 19 to lead the scoring for the Sky. Alicia Gray, she's trying everything she can, she gave you 20. Tina Charles had a rough day, she only had 9. Still haven't had word on the update on Ryan Howard yet. I think this weekend I'm going to do some researching for y'all. I'm going to see what's the word on Ryan Howard and Alicia Collier because we need to know about two of our ladies that's supposed to represent Team USA down in Paris. Alicia Collier with the women's basketball team for 5-on-5. Ryan Howard's supposed to be one of the 3x3 team for basketball. So I'm going to do some research. I'm going to get you some answers. I'm going to get you some answers. All right. But with the pair of Chicago's Twin Towers getting double-doubles together, that's their third time together getting double-doubles, which means Angel Reese and Camilla Carter are the first rookie duo in WNBA history to record a double-double in the same game 3 times in a season. Chuck up another record for Angel Reese. And then Carmella Cardoso found her name in the record books as well, because she and Angel Reese are the first duos of rookies to get 3 double-doubles in a game, in the season. Also, I say, let me rephrase that. Carmella Cardoso and Angel Reese are the first rookie duos to achieve 3 double-double games in 1 season. The Twin Towers are starting to show. And when this Olympic break comes, it's going to be even more lovely to see how the Twin Towers work in Chicago's favor. But congratulations to you two young ladies. Y'all have done a great job. That was game 2 of 5. We go to game 3 of 5, which featured Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever hosting the Washington Mystics. And oh my goodness. First of all, I know y'all gonna say, well, they had a fighting comeback, ain't it? Y'all should have been down to Washington in the first damn place to begin with. And you lost at home to them as well. The Washington Mystics, the team that took them almost, what, like 13 games to finally win one. Now they 6-17, and they dropped Indiana to 9-14. First of all, how did they came out first quarter busting y'all, you know what, up by 9-1. Up by 14 at halftime. And then went up 21 after 3. And then y'all trying to make a furious comeback on the team that y'all should have been beat. That is a terrible loss for Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever. I don't care how you slice it. It's a terrible loss. You don't lose to a team that she's supposed to beat. But hey, these things happen in sports. You remember, I was afraid Washington was going to beat us after we had to go through Connecticut first and then had to travel home for a back-to-back to play them. And they almost caught us. I think we beat them by like 3 points. But they didn't win. All right? Caitlin Clark, 29 points, 13 assists, 5 rebounds in a losing effort. Aaliyah Boston, why does Aaliyah Boston only have 4 shots? Why does Aaliyah Boston only have 4 shots? 4. If you can see the screen, ladies and gentlemen, Aaliyah Boston, 21 minutes, 3 of 4 from the field, 6 rebounds. Oh, she had five personal fouls, which means she basically fouled out. Which is unfortunate. So I can see what's going on. Now, was all of the fouls necessary? Was on some questionable calls, you know? Was the worst calling that I was supposed to call it? All these questions coming about because there's no way a little boss should be only playing 21 minutes in a game. So, onus fell on Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Mitchell. Kelsey Mitchell with 15 points. Wasn't enough. Aria Atkins led the way with 26 points for the Mystics, 10 for 17 from the field. Venlo and Dawson both with 13 points to help out. And a big win for the Washington Mystics up in Indiana, spoiling camp day for Caitlin Clark and all the little children because their hero took an L. A big fat L. But hey, Caitlin Clark did something that hasn't been done. Since the 1973-1974, Caitlin Clark is the first in the NBA and WNBA to record 29 points, 13 assists with 5 rebounds, 5 made threes, 5 steals, and 3 blocks in a game. Even though you took a nail, Caitlin Clark, you done something that hasn't even been done in the National Basketball Association, let alone the Women's National Basketball Association. And this has not been done in the National Basketball Association, which is the NBA of the men's side. With that 29 points, 13 assists that you had with 5 rebounds, you also hit 5 threes, you had 5 steals, and you had 3 blocks. So even in a losing effort, you're out here doing things that hasn't been done in basketball history. In basketball. All right? So shout out to Caitlin Clark. Keep doing your thing. Just do me a favor. Don't take bad losses, okay? That was a terrible loss to Washington. You don't lose to Washington. You just don't. But you did. But outside of that, Caitlin, keep doing your thing. You're doing real good. You're an all-star. You know, you're making a case for rookie of the year. Hell, there's people that put you in the MVP race. And to my discretion, it's not your fault. But in my opinion, that race has been done. Okay? You're playing great. You're playing very well. I just don't see you catching AJ Wilson. I don't care. There's nothing that you can do from my point of view that's going to have you in the conversation with AJ Wilson at this moment in time. AJ Wilson has the MVP on lock. Okay? Stewie is not having the type of year that she had last year. So she's out. Deficia Kai is injured. She was the second up to it. She's out. So I guess they had to find somebody to put AJ Wilson. You can't put nobody up against AJ Wilson. That MVP race is locked. That MVP race is over. Yes, I'm saying it July 12th, 2024, with a whole nother half of the season to go. I'm saying here, right now, that MVP race is locked. There's nothing y'all can do unless she gets injured, which we don't hope or wish for. We don't want none of our players injured or injured. But you're not catching AJ Wilson. Now, the fight between you and Angel Reese is up for grabs. I still have Angel Reese as the front runner. Hell, ESPN has Angel Reese as the front runner for rookie of the year. So this is going to be a race to behold. Now, Caitlin Clark continues doing what she's doing like she did here, even though she took a nail. Angel Reese might have to do some other stuff to make sure she stays in that race. But for right now, I got Angel Reese on top. That was game three. Game four or five took us to Seattle, Washington, where the Storm hosted the Las Vegas Aces. And like I said, the MVP race is over because if you don't believe me, I mean, come on. AJ Wilson had 24 points and 20 rebounds. 24 points and 20 rebounds. Jackie Young led the Aces in scoring with 27. Jude Lloyd, the Gold Mamba, led all scoring with 28 in a losing effort. But AJ bleeping Wilson. AJ bleeping Wilson. With her 24 points and 20 rebound performance against the Seattle Storm, AJ Wilson becomes the second player in Aces history to do so and the 15th player in WNBA history to record a 20-20 game featuring 20 points and 20 rebounds. There's nothing anybody can do to catch this woman for the MVP. When we say most valuable player in the WNBA, there's only one name I need to hear, and that would be AJ Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. I don't want to hear nothing else. And then we get to game five of Camp Day of Wednesday, where the Mercury hosted the Dallas Wings, and the Mercury handled business 184, as they should. Even though they fell down 8 points early, but the right of the ship in the second quarter and proceed to run away with it. Khalil Copper led all scoring with 32 points. Brittany Griner put in 23. Natasha Cloud put in 14. No Diana Taurasi for this one. Didn't matter. Didn't need her. Arike Gumarale struggling. 13 points. Sims gave you 19. You also got 19 for Natasha Howard. McClown gave you 15 and 10. But, I mean, the wings is just, they wings are being clipped. That's the best way I can put it. They wings are being clipped, and they're being clipped at a fast rate right about now. 5-18. I did not expect that from the Dallas Wings, if I'm being completely honest. I did not expect the Dallas Wings to be 5-18 through 23 games. I just didn't expect that. And then we get to last night, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we had the back-to-back, right? Well, we had the host, the Chicago Sky, and Angel Reese. And, you know, going into this game, if you were telling me, well, Darnell, you love Angel Reese so much, right? But you're a New York Liberty fan, right? Yes and yes. Well, you have a decision to make. Either Angel Reese continues a double-double streak or the New York Liberty gets the dub. I'm taking the New York Liberty getting the dub. I don't care. I love Angel Reese. I am an Angel Reese fan, but I'm sorry. I will sacrifice that double-double for a goddamn dub. But guess what? Didn't have to. I got both. 91-76 win for the New York Liberty. This was good for me. And Andrew Reed continues a double-double streak with 10 points and 10 rebounds, which goes up to 15. 15 can still double-double, but you went against the best team in the league, and you took an L. Which is good for me. I am happy about that. Sorry. I still love you, Andrew Reed. But my New York Liberty, we're on a mission. We are trying to catch the first WNBA title in franchise history. We are the only team remaining of the original teams in the WNBA, and we're the only one who hasn't won a championship yet. The Houston Comet won the first four. They don't exist no more. All right? The LA Sparks, they have won multiple championships, okay? The Washington Mystics have won championships, okay? You feel me? The Chicago Sky have won championships. The seniors you play for injuries, they have won championships. Who else is not there? The Detroit Shock, who is no longer around, won championships. All right, so I need my girls, led by Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, who also showed up tonight. JJ showed up last night with 18 points and 13 rebounds. We need to win the championship, damn it. And if I got to sacrifice a double-double streak for a rookie that I actually love, I got to sacrifice that double-double streak, which thank God I didn't have to. I got both anyway. All right. Now, there are going to be people that are going to talk about the 5 of 17. What you expect? Breonna Stewart wasn't having it. Jarrett Curl Jones wasn't having it. We wasn't having it. We were trying to get the 19-4, which we did by any means necessary. And she barely got that one. And to people who watched the game and literally watched the game, say Angel Reese earned that double-double. Because those people thought she wasn't going to get it. But they said she earned that one, which is good for me to know that she earned it. Like, she had to fight like hell. And it wasn't given to her. She had to fight like hell for it. Leia Camilla got those 8.7 boards. We was not having it. We weren't having it. Candy Carter had a good game, 22 points. You know, it's all good. But, hey, my girls got the dub, which is what matters to me. That's what we needed. We needed the dub. We had to be sorry. I'm gonna have it the streak continues, but I needed that W, okay? And my girls got me that W. 19-4, and we can keep it rocking and rolling. All right. That was the week in the WNBA. So we're gonna take our commercial break here, and then we're gonna get to Team USA. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They had a game on Wednesday against Canada. We'll recap it when we come back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the NFC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out on this lovely Friday, July 12th, 2024. Man, before I continue on, those of you who are want to listen to Shooting Lights Out and you don't have us on YouTube, go to YouTube and go to the Playmakers Ball Sports Network. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us anytime we post any videos or we go live on anything that we do. But just in case you don't have time to look at the video and you need a way to listen to the audio, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Amazon Music, you can go to Apple Podcasts, you can even go to iHeartRadio or wherever else you can find your podcast is at, and subscribe and follow us on those platforms as well. But those of you who are listening to us, you can listen to us on two radio stations, one being Indiana and one be up in the New York, New Jersey area. The Indiana radio station is called 502 American Angel. Shout out to that group that they're up in Indiana. Appreciate them. And the other radio station you can listen to us to, you can listen on Will Rise Radio Station. Shout out to my brother, Wise Ed Helfe. Thank you for bringing Shooting Lights Out onto your radio station. Very appreciative of that. Now, I am not on the screen because I felt the need that since we're talking about Team USA, I want to give Team USA the full screen on this one here. All right. The first of five showcase games, or exhibition games, should I say, took place Wednesday out in Las Vegas. It was on FS1, and got to watch the game and got some takeaways that I want to do. But USA came out on top, as they should, with the final score of 86-72 win over the Team Canada. Team Canada was filled with NBA all-stars such as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jamal Murray, well, let me put it like this, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets, Dylan Brooks of the Houston Rockets, Dwight Powell of the Dallas Mavericks, RJ Barrett of the Toronto Raptors, Kelly Olynyk of the He was playing for Detroit. I don't know if he still is playing for Detroit. Just the names of a couple of the NBA players on Team Canada. Remember the last time Team USA faced Team Canada was in the FIBA World Cup bronze medal game, and they destroyed Team USA. And on that team, you had Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, who was on the current USA men's team for the Olympics. With this team, you have Anthony Davis on that team with Bam Adebayo, Joel Embiid. I already mentioned Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton. You also have Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, who did not play in this game. Okay, you have Jason Tatum. You have Jrue Holiday on this team. All right. And as we go, you have Steph Curry, LeBron James teaming up for the first time ever as a unit. And one of the highlights for them two on together, I forgot to mention Devin Booker about the Phoenix Suns. Steph Curry throws out of you to LeBron James. I think that's something that Steph Curry always wanted to do. It's throwing alley at LeBron James, and he did against Canada. Very fun moment for those right there. Steph Curry showed what he can do on the Olympic stage, which was everybody was waiting on. Can we get one, just one, Steph Curry run with Team USA? We're going to get in the Paris Olympics. Rocking the number 4 jersey with the USA on the front of it is a beautiful sight to see Steph Curry finally do it. I don't care if he can do this one, never do it again. He gave me one. That's all I asked for. All right. As we go through here, we started off strong. We started off slow with your Team USA. Started off real slow. Missed our first 11 shots from the field. Canada jumped out of us on the 10-point lead, 11-1, early in the, about midway through the first quarter. We was able to close the gap and got it down to 5. And then after the first quarter, we begin to lean on the defensive end. As you see, Bam Adebayo putting in a dunk off a good feed. I believe that feed came from Anthony Edwards, if I remember correctly. And it was a nice find, and nobody was able there to stop Bam Adebayo on that one. You see Anthony Davis and Jason Tatum high-fiving here. As defense led the way for Team USA, Team USA held Canada to 33.8% shooting from the field, 21.2% from three-point range. Gave them all that they can handle. Team USA, I rebounded Team Canada. They also was blocking shots as well. You know, Anthony Edwards led the way for Team USA with 13 points. Steph Curry put in 12. Anthony Davis gave you 10 and 11 with 4 blocks. As also Jrue Holiday put in 11. So you have 4 players from Team USA scoring in double figures. The 3 that you see on the screen with Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry, and Anthony Davis. And you also throw in Jrue Holiday, who put in 11. Team USA shot 53% from the field. Didn't shoot that well from three-point range. I think they shot somewhere like 36% from three-point range. But they leaned on the defense in the second unit. So the starting lineup for Team USA, ladies and gentlemen, consisted of LeBron James, Steph Curry, Jrue Holiday, Devin Booker, and Joel Embiid. The second unit, which is the dangerous unit of Wednesday's game, featured Anthony Edwards, Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis. That second unit provided the spark led by Anthony Edwards. Anthony Davis handled business, you know. Team USA had 46 rebounds and 21 assists. Defense was to have struggled on offense. We probably could have had about 31 assists. You probably could have had another 10 more assists in that game. But, you know, the offensive cohesionness was not there. But it's the first of 5 exhibition games. So by the time they fly to Paris to get ready for that, the offensive cohesion should be there, waiting to ready to go. We should know where Paris want the ball at, how they move off screens, how they cut, and all that good stuff. And we should be ready to rock and roll. But nevertheless, to hold a team like Kendall, who has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jamal Murray as they backcourt mates, and you hold them to 33.8% shooting is impressive. Because you're talking about 2 bona fide bucket getters in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jamal Murray. All right. RJ Barrett, he can shoot the mid-range and he can get to the bucket as well. So it's a very, very interesting thing that we got to see from Team USA when it came to this exhibition game. But we have, that was just 1 of 5. I'll show you the other one later. Now, let me take this off full screen, get back on the camera, because now I got some news to get to. Now, remember earlier we said Team USA calls on Kawhi Leonard, and Derek White says Grant Hill. Well, reason why is because Team USA, along with the Clippers and other stuff, they decided they need to go in a different direction, all right? This right here, this what you see here, this is from Bleacher Report. I took this from Bleacher Report. Team USA's Grant Hill explains their right pick over Jaylen Brown amidst Kawhi injury. Here we go. It says here, Team USA's managing director, Grant Hill, says the selection of Boston Celtics guard Derek White was made entirely for basketball-related purposes. After the United States were forced to replace Los Angeles Clippers star Kawhi Leonard. The reason why they said Kawhi Leonard, that knee is not healthy. It's not. Let's just call it what it is. The knee is not healthy. And for the best interest of Kawhi Leonard, Los Angeles Clippers, we decided to move on from Kawhi Leonard. It's pretty much I paraphrasing what Grant Hill said. All right. But I will say this quote that from Bleacher Report put on here. Quote, you have to build a team. And one of the hardest things is leaving people off the roster that I am a fan of. That I look forward to watching throughout the season, throughout the playoffs. Guys who's been finals MVP, guys who have been part of the program, guys who've won gold medal, guys who I respect, admire, and enjoy watching. But the responsibility that I have is to put together a team and a team that complements each other. Now, let's think about this. Okay, we're talking about Derek White, who was a role player, a good role player at that, one of the top two-way players in the league. Jaylen Brown is considered a two-way player, okay, in some form or fashion. You already have Jrue Holiday on the team from the Boston Celtics. You already have Jason Tatum on the team from the Boston Celtics. So why not Jaylen Brown? There's been theories out there, like, because Nike is the sponsor of Team USA, and Jaylen Brown has a beef with Nike because of everything that happened with Kyrie Irving that happened 2 years ago with the whole anti-sediment thing and all that stuff he did on Twitter/X back then, and a beef with them and taking the Nike swish off the shoes that he's wearing in basketball games and all that other stuff. That's what a lot of people are looking at. Okay. I haven't really dove into that. That's not stuff that I dibby dally in, because if you go on there, you don't handle your business, I don't care. Which Jaylen Brown did. Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP. He's an NBA champion. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. But you're not playing Kawhi Leonard, and you wasn't going to play Kawhi Leonard because you knew he's injury prone and was coming off an injury as well, and it still is injured, so you weren't going to play him that much. So who do you put in that role? Well, Jaylen Brown, but Jaylen Brown's healthy. Does Jaylen Brown want to just go there and sit on the bench a lot and not get playing time? That's a legitimate question to ask, because your starting lineup most likely going to feature Steph Curry, LeBron James. Okay. You can decide between Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis if you want to, but one of them two is starting. That's for sure. All right. I can see Jason Tatum starting. I don't see Devin Booker starting. I can see Jason Tatum starting. I can see Jrue Holiday starting because you want that defensive tenacity on the defensive team. All right. Then Anthony Edwards, maybe. You know, we don't know. It's Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr don't like to, you know, throw his starting lineup out there like that, okay? But it's a question. Who are you starting? Who's going to get that playing time? Who's not going to get a lot of playing time? What are we doing here? It's a debate. So it makes things interesting. Now, I put two tweets from X to show y'all and see what y'all think on here. Let's start with Keith Smith. Okay, he says, I have a feeling adding Derek White to Team USA is mostly about two things. Number one, they need another defensive-minded guard. Team USA has been burned in the past by not being able to defend opposing guards. Jaylen Brown is a guard. I mean, when you look at the lineup, you can say Jalen Brown's a starting guard. Jrue Holiday, Derrick White. It depends on what liner they want to go with, you know. But this year you went with Jrue Holiday, Derrick White, Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis. Before you had Kristaps Porzingis and others like that, you had Jrue Holiday. Derrick White came off the bench, so Jalen Brown was in there along with Jason Tatum. You had Al Horford in there, and you had – who else you had? What was the other member? I can't think of the name right now. But Jalen Brown has been playing shooting guard before, and it's not like he's a guard forward. He can play guard, and he can play forward. So that's one thing. Second thing, Keith Smith tweeted, number two, White won't complain if he doesn't play much. That's big for chemistry. That's the first question I brought up. Would Jalen Brown be satisfied or just being on the team, knowing that he might not get a lot of playing time because Kawhi Leonard was going to get playing time? That's where we at. Kawhi Leonard was going to get a lot of playing time. We knew this. Man, you come off, you have a knee injury. We're not going to jeopardize your future when we have other players we can use. We're not going to do that. No, we're not going to do that. So that's Keith Smith. How you feel about Keith Smith's tweet? Let me know. Now, Noah Dizelle, she says, I feel like people who are complaining about Derrick White being a potential replacement is the replacement on Team USA are kind of forgetting how team basketball works. D. White is one of the top utility guys in the world. You don't want a team of stars who all need the ball in their hands. Okay. Let's see here. We have, Kevin Durant will be a starter whenever he's ready from that calf strain injury. So, yes, LeBron James is going to be a starter. Kevin Durant going to be a starter. Steph Curry going to be a starter. That's three right there. Then you have to choose between Anthony Davis or Joel Embiid to start. And then you might put Jrue Holiday in there because you want to have a defensive-minded person on the starting lineup. So, Jrue Holiday, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and probably Joel Embiid as your starting five. Then second liner will probably be what? Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, and Anthony Davis. Which is ridiculous. Like, either way, you can. That second unit going to be nasty regardless. Anyway, if you add Jalen Brown to that, does Jalen Brown feel like being on the second team? Or second unit? Does Jalen Brown feel like being on the third unit? Or does he walk in there and feel like, hey, I can start a wall, y'all? We don't know because, you know, Jalen Brown personality doesn't put his personality out there like that, okay? There's been complaints that people don't like him. He's not a marketable person. Not my words. Words used by Stephen A. Smith. That he said, sources said, people got on him about it, wanted him to reveal his sources and all this other stuff. Next thing you know, he's not on Team USA. They chose Derrick White. I mean, connect the dots if you want to. I'm saying a lot of things there's a lot of unknowns out there right now. Why Jalen Brown didn't get chosen over get picked and Derrick White got the nod over him. Okay. Or maybe with this first and second unit pretty much set in Grant Hill's mind that, you know, I don't want to do that to Jalen Brown. Bring him on knowing he ain't going to get a lot of playing time. I'll wait, you know, because people got to remember 2028 will be here in the United States in Los Angeles, which, by the way, LeBron James came out on the record and said this right here, 2024 is his last Olympics, and he will be leaving the city in 2028 to get away from everybody when the Olympics come. So after this run, there will be no more LeBron James donning a USA jersey. All right? So this is the last go-around. So I'm not only telling people here in the United States, those in Abu Dhabi, because Team USA should be in Abu Dhabi right about now because they got two games over there. They got another game somewhere else I can't remember right now. And then Paris. Get everything. If you're a LeBron James fan, get everything you want right now because you're not going to see LeBron James going internationally after this. He's not doing it. He's done. This is it. This is kapooey. Kasplit. So this is it for LeBron James. This is his last going around. He wanna make sure United States get their fifth gold medal, and he's gonna call it a quits with international play. He's done. So, with that being said, Maybe Grant here decided, I know if I put Jaylen Brown on the team, maybe not going to get another lot of minutes. Plus, the chemistry that we got with right now is working pretty good. Steve Kerr's finding his way right now and all this good stuff. If I can wait for 2028 and have Jaylen Brown represent the home country, we can go that route. See, this is some of the stuff that people don't think about. Could be thinking about the here and now, which is nothing wrong. You need to think about the here and now because it's the here and now. But sometimes looking towards the future ain't a bad thing. Future says, you know what? Probably ain't going to have Steph Curry again. This is probably the only run for Steph Curry. LeBron James already came out and said this is his final run. So then that just leaves me with what? Jason Tatum, who loves representing the USA. Tyrese Haliburton loves doing it. Okay. Joel Embiid chose us over France, which is interesting, but we are thankful for it. We'll see about Anthony Davis if he want to go another round. Okay, this is his second time going through it. Maybe his third. Can't remember correct off the top of my head. All right, Bam, he was there. He was there for the 2020 Tokyo. It actually happened in 2021. He was there. They got it done. Okay, I got a new friend. Anthony Edwards is enjoying playing basketball. Kevin Durant, this might be his last go around, to say the least. So then, you know, you had a lot of spots open. Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown. Who else we want to throw in there? Jason Tatum, you know, maybe a Klay Thompson at the end of his little run of basketball career, maybe, you know. There's room for a lot of players in 2028 when it's here in the United States of America. Maybe that was what Grant Hill was thinking. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just saying. Maybe he was thinking 2020 might be better. He can represent the home country. He might be the face of Team USA going into that one. Who knows? Things happen. But it's just something for y'all to think about. Let me know how you feel in the comments. Let me know. All right? And with that being said, we're going to take our final commercial break. And then when we come back, I'm going to get you ready for the weekend and give you the next game for Team USA.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Ah, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history, the slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers? Right side, right side. Commanders. Where my soldiers? Left side, left side. Commanders.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite player. Fanatics, official lenses, everything.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
Do a TED talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, WIZE.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast, live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shining Lights Out as we get ready to close our shop for the day. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the little thing that I gave you when it comes to USA basketball. Hoping to do more of it. But before I do that, let's get you ready for the weekend. All right. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in WNBA, we got a triple header all on Ion Television. Two games at 7:30, one at 10. One of the first games that's on 7:30 down in ATS, the Atlanta Dream, hosting the Las Vegas Aces in that one. And also at 7:30, Indiana Fever taking on the Phoenix Mercury. Would it be round two between Diana Taurasi and Caitlin Clark? You know, Diana Taurasi didn't play in the game on Wednesday. Is she ready to go tonight? Because Caitlin Clark has got one up on her. It's 1-0 Caitlin over Diana Taurasi. Do the Mercury get their revenge? Because they did let one slip. They was in the control of that day, and they let it slip. They let the Indiana Fever come back down in the desert and took one in the Phoenix. Can the Mercury return the favor in Indiana? And then at 10 p.m., you have the Minnesota Lynx taking on the Seattle Storm. Battle of two top contenders in the WNBA. Can the Storm slow down the Lynx, or will the Lynx continue to rock and roll even without their star player, LaFisha Collier? That is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, we have a doubleheader tomorrow. First on ABC at 1 p.m. We're going to run it back from Thursday. Chicago Sky, New York Liberty, this time in Chi-Town, the final and fourth meeting between these two teams. The New York Liberty lead the series 2-1 after Thursday's night win over Chicago. Can the Chicago Sky end this season series with a split at 2-2, or will the New York Liberty continue to roll and get to the and be the first team to 20 wins in the WNBA? That's at 1 p.m. on ABC. Those of you who have CBS or those of you who have Paramount Plus with Showtime, you can catch the next game on CBS tomorrow at 3:30. Two teams that have a combined 10 wins. The LA Sparks at 5-17 versus the Dallas Wings at 5-18. Somebody going to get their sixth win of the season. Will it be the Sparks without Cameron Brea, or will the Dallas Wings find a way to get themselves together and start winning games again? Those are your two games for tomorrow. Excuse me. And Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, Funday, July 14th, we have four games for you. Beginning at 1 p.m. on ABC, the Phoenix Mercury, they are in Connecticut, continuing their East road trip against the Connecticut Sun. That's going to be an interesting one. Brittany Griner, Kalia Copper, hopefully a returning Diana Taurasi, against the Big Three of Darwin Obama, Alicia Thomas, and Brianna Jones. That should be a fun one if you can watch it at 1 p.m. on ABC. Then from there on CBS Sports Network at 3 p.m., the Aces take the trip to the nation's capital to take on the Washington Mystics. At 4 p.m. on ESPN, this should be a fun one here. Indiana Fever taking on the Minnesota Lynx. I want to see this. Even though Nafisha Kai would not be available most likely for this game. How does Caitlin McBride do against Caitlin Clark? You know, Kelsey Mitchell going against Courtney Williams. You know, looking forward to those. Elijah Smith for the Lynx against Aaliyah Boston. Some things to look at. It's going to be a fun one here between the Lynx and the Fever. And then to close it out at 6 p.m., the Atlanta Dream are in the Pacific Northwest to take on the Seattle Storm. We'll see if the Storm will handle business at home or will they get caught slipping against the Dream, because the Dream has been on a down streak. That's the weekend in the WNBA, but Monday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, July 15th, Monday at 12 p.m., it is game 2 of 5 of the showcase for the men's basketball team of Team USA as they will take on Australia down in Abu Dhabi on FS1, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why I put this on here, because after the United States take on Australia, that game should end around about maybe 2:30. I will be live on Monday to recap the weekend in WNBA and to recap this game right here. So you'll get fresh reactions from me after the United States takes on Australia in game 2 of 5 of their exhibition showcase. And we'll see, did I see any improvements with the team? Has Derek Wright infiltrated himself with the Team USA at this moment in time? And as we continue to follow Team USA on our way to Paris Olympics 2024. And then with that being said, that is all the time I have for you today on this episode of Shooting Lights Out. And have a good Friday. Have a magnificent Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, okay? And remember, it's not where you start. It's where you finish. I am the Playmaker here from the Playmakers Blog Network. Thank y'all. Enjoy your weekend. I will see y'all on Monday. Deuces.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your camp.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.